Once again, I want us to reflect a little bit on where we have come from and where we are going. Because from the celebration of Easter, for the first three Sundays, we heard accounts of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Then last Sunday, being Good Shepherd Sunday, we heard from the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, which is all about the Good Shepherd. At least the first part of that chapter is all about the Good Shepherd. Starting this Sunday and for the rest of the Easter season, we are being prepared for the celebration of Pentecost, for the coming of the Holy Spirit. This is why all the readings, all the gospel readings over the next number of weeks are all in that upper room discourse that Jesus has with his disciples just before he is going to go to his death on the cross. But of course, his death on the cross leads to the resurrection, and the resurrection leads to the sending of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And that's what we are getting ready for through the readings that are presented to us over the next number of weeks. Now today, the readings really are focused in on the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God as it is presently experienced, and the kingdom of God as it will be realized in the lives of all those who believe in Jesus. So we see, for example, in the first reading, the struggles that are part of being a member of God's kingdom here on earth, because the kingdom of God in this world is called the church. That's what the kingdom of God is. The church is the kingdom of God in this world. But in this world, the kingdom of God is subject to all sorts of difficulties, all sorts of challenges. For us, as members of God's people, as members of the church here on earth, we know that we have to enter into this challenge, this struggle against the forces of division and the forces of evil. St. Paul and Barnabas, when they have finished their preaching, we know part of the what came just before what we heard today is where Paul is taken out and he's stoned to death. His body is dragged out of the city. And then he gets back up and he goes and keeps going. You know, whether, I think that the people of those days could probably tell the difference between a live body and a dead body, you know. And who knows, maybe Paul actually did die and God resurrected. I don't know what happened. All I know is that they thought that he was dead. And Paul gets up and he just keeps on going. And so when Paul says it's through many sufferings that we must enter into the kingdom of God, he's not kidding. I mean, he can show by his own experience that this is the reality. We've just come through the Lenten season where we have, in a sense, borne the cross along with Jesus. But we also have to realize that in addition to going through the difficulties of being part of God's people, we also have to enter into celebration. We need to celebrate what God has done for us. You know, the next time I wind up here preaching, it's going to be 4 weeks from today, which is Trinity Sunday. Trinity Sunday is our feast day because this is Holy Trinity Parish. And we plan celebrations for that day where we want to celebrate all that God has done for us. We want to celebrate our feast day. So we have all sorts of things planned, particularly following the 11 o'clock Mass. And it's important that we do celebrate as part of the family of God. Because one of the things that we need to recognize is being part of the church is a vitally important reality. That we are connected to Jesus through the church. I was listening to a couple of converts today, converts from the Protestant church, and he said that in their evangelization efforts, usually what they would do is that they would be the instruments going out to people, talking to people about Jesus, basically being the conduit. You know, I want to introduce you to this, to Jesus, now I step back. But when you look at the way that it's presented to us in the scriptures, it's not that I introduce you to Jesus and then I step back. But you get to know Jesus through me, through the church, that this is where the relationship is brought together. It's not that I reintroduce you to Jesus, but the community of the church leads people to Jesus. And this is the thing, this is why it's important for us to celebrate and to invite other people to come and to celebrate along with us, to celebrate our relationship with God, all that God has done for us. So again, we see that there are struggles. There are going to be difficulties like Paul experienced when he was being stoned to death, but there's also cause for us to celebrate. And so we have both of those realities occurring in our life. The second reading today, of course, is pointing us towards the fulfillment, the wedding feast of the Lamb, where the church is presented as a bride. The heavenly Jerusalem comes out of heaven like a bride adorned for her husband. This is where all of our efforts will culminate if we continue to be faithful to our Lord, that we will be part of this great celebration in the kingdom of heaven. That when Jesus said that there is no giving or taking in marriage, that's very true. Because marriage in this life is meant to point us to this marriage in heaven, which is the marriage of Jesus and the church. And it says to us that at this time, God will wipe away the tears from all faces. God will take away any sadness that we have experienced in this life as we've gone through the trials and the difficulties of this life. God will wipe away every tear, and we will have only joy, only gladness, only glory in God's kingdom. But between these two realities, being part of the kingdom of God in this world, leading us to be part of the kingdom of God in the next life, in between, it's following in the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus gives us that commandment today. And the new commandment is this. It's not love one another. That's not the new commandment. Because that commandment was in the Old Testament as well. The new commandment, Jesus says, is just as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And again, that brings us to the community of the church. So many times, we live our lives as if our relationship with God was just me and Jesus. I think it's important for us to recognize the significance of the church, that we are brothers and sisters with each other. And we need to act like it. You know, we have to act like we are brothers and sisters so that we take the time to be with others. When I was listening to that talk of these two Protestant converts to the Catholic faith, they were saying that when they were in their Protestant churches, their whole Sunday was around the church. There would be the morning service, then they'd hang around for fellowship, and then there'd be an evening thing. Their whole day was around the church because we're part of this family. But the thing is that we can only love like Jesus if we have what Jesus had. What is it that Jesus has in order to allow him to love in that way? The Holy Spirit. So we get back to that whole reality of us being prepared for the celebration of Pentecost. We've all received the Holy Spirit. We've all received the Holy Spirit. But we need to allow the Holy Spirit to become more and more active in our life. And sometimes it's not easy. Last weekend we had the graduation of the Encounter School of Ministry. And one of the things that the graduates were doing all day last Saturday, there were 50 graduates. And they went out in pairs into our community to knock on doors to tell people about Jesus, to offer to pray for them. Now, I was told that they knocked on about 400 doors last Saturday afternoon, but only about 160 of them actually opened. You know, only about 160 actually answered their doors. But what an amazing thing. Would we have the courage to do that? Go around to people's doors and knock on them and just to pray with people if they're going through something in their life. You know, I heard, I think that there was at least a couple of instances where the people who went and knocked on the door spent an hour with these people because they were experiencing some loss. They were experiencing some difficulty in their life, and they were open to have these people pray with them. What an amazing reality. But that's the thing, it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. These people who have gone through the Encounter School have learned how to activate the power of the Holy Spirit that was already given to them. But they didn't know how to use it. They didn't know how to use it. But it's something where we need to learn how to use the gift that God has given to us for the building up of the kingdom. Because then, as we're part of the kingdom here in this world, we will be able to both be challenged and to be able to bear the cross, but also to celebrate the good things that God has given to us. This world is a mixed bag. We have both good things and bad things. So we both bear the difficulties of being a disciple of Jesus, but celebrate the good that is part of being a disciple of Jesus. But then that leads us to love one another just as Jesus has loved us, so that we can be part of the heavenly kingdom, not just being part of the earthly kingdom, but being part of the heavenly kingdom, where we can share the joy of being with God forever.